This is Upstate's HealthLink on air. Linda Cohen here with you. Well, there's a new weapon in the fight against HIV/AIDS, and it promises to be a very powerful one. Here with more on this is Dr. Elizabeth Reddy. She's assistant professor of medicine specializing in infectious diseases, and she's the director of the Designated AIDS Center Clinic at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Dr. Reddy. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
So this drug is a very potent one. And it's new in a certain respect. Tell us about it. What is the drug?
Yeah, so Truvada is a drug that's been used to treat HIV for many years. And it's really formulated as one of the most effective HIV medications in combination with other drugs. So it contains two different drugs. And it, as a preventive measure, so using it strictly to prevent HIV is something that's only come onto the landscape in the last couple of years. So there were several trials that were looking at this going back into the late 2000s, but the FDA actually approved it in 2012 for use in prevention.
Now, why, if it's been used for a long time, was there no clue during that period that it could also be helpful in prevention? I mean, where did that idea come from?
The concept of using antiretroviral therapy as prevention has been around for a long time, and it initially actually was seen in mothers who were pregnant and had HIV with the idea of preventing HIV transmission to their infants. So in that context, there were a lot of trials going back many years that demonstrated that indeed mothers who were taking antiretrovirals and their viral levels were going down, their infants were dramatically less likely to develop HIV. And so the concept of prevention has been going on for quite some time. And it was only in recent years, or more recent years, that this we thought this could be applied to other populations at risk for HIV. So the studies related to Truvada and adults who are at risk for HIV have been going on for probably the last 6 or 7 years.
And leading to the final approval for it to be used as a preventative. Antiretrovirus drugs, is that the right
exactly.
terminology?
Exactly, yeah.
And it lowers the amount of virus that's circulating in the person's blood, making it therefore less likely to be transmitted either during some unprotected sex or
yeah. So there's
methods.
Two different concepts here. There's antiretroviral therapy as prevention for people who already have HIV. So we know, based on one very large clinical trial with outstanding results, that if people are in relationships where one person has HIV and the other doesn't, and the person who has HIV is taking these drugs, antiretroviral therapy, three drugs at least in this case, and lowers their viral load to undetected, the risk of transmitting to their uninfected partner is extremely low. So there was a 96% reduction in transmission to uninfected partners. So that's one side of the equation. The other side of the equation, and this is what PrEP is all about, is for people who do not have HIV to get this drug into their systems and actually prevent the virus from effectively replicating and causing an infection. So we're now using it in people who don't have HIV, and that's the concept of PrEP.
And that's what the new use
exactly.
of it is all about.
Exactly.
So why was this so controversial? Because it came up as being this new approval from the FDA was seen as a very controversial one. Why?
The main reason why it's controversial is because of the concern that this will really increase people's risky sexual behavior. So when in the United States HIV and AIDS first started to become prominent and people were seeing a lot of people dying, there was a huge movement, particularly in the gay community, to really increase use of condoms, reduce risky sexual behavior. And there did seem to be some major effect to that, but that effect waned over time. And what we've seen in the last several years is that the proportion of new infections in the United States coming from men who have sex with men is increasing.
Really?
And particularly, this is related to young men who have sex with men and young men of color who have sex with men. So that's our biggest risk group right now. And because we're seeing increased infections, we're asking ourselves and we're looking at the data and saying, right now, condoms are not as an effective prevention because we've been giving the condom medicine for years and years and years, and yet we're actually seeing increased infections in certain risk groups. And so the question is, let's look at something else that's got proven data behind it and see if we can get this out as a good public health measure.
So Who is recommended to take Truvada? Who are the people that you would recommend take the drug?
So we're looking at people who are at particularly increased risk of HIV infection. In this
country, they're otherwise healthy, uninfected people.
Exactly. And that's a very important point. So before we start this drug, we really have to make sure that the person is not already infected with HIV. Because if you are, the true drugs are not effective enough. You need at least three drugs. Typical would be three drugs. So that's very important. So they can't have HIV. They can't have kidney problems. Kidney problems is the most common potential side effect of this medication, although it's rare. And then they would be in a high-risk group for HIV acquisition. So mainly in this country, we think this is primarily going to be men who have sex with men, people who are injection drug users who share drug injecting equipment are also at risk, and there are also studies to show that this is effective reduction in them. And women who are heterosexual or men who are heterosexual who are in certain high risk situations, they may also be recommended for PrEP. Primarily, this is really going to be for men who have sex with men.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen here with Dr. Elizabeth Reddy, and we're talking about HIV/AIDS and the newly approved drug that promises to prevent it in otherwise healthy people. So how effective is Truvada then in this context?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there are several large studies that have been done to look at this question. The one that I think is probably the most key is the IPREC study, and that was a study conducted in six different countries among men who have sex with men. And the results showed that overall, if you look at all the participants in the trial, those who took Truvada, who were assigned to the Truvada group, had a 44% reduction in their acquisition of HIV. But now, if you look at those who actually were adherent, so the ones who took it very well and who had detectable levels of drug in their system, there was a 90% reduction.
Oh, wow.
So the adherence piece is really key. And if you look at across all of the studies that have been done related to PrEP, if you get people to actually take the drug and there's drug detectable in their system, they have about a 90% reduction in acquisition of HIV. So it's highly effective. And it's really, if you look at the other kinds of prevention that we have out there, condom, circumcision, this is extremely effective.
How about in women? Is it as effective? I read somewhere where it's a little bit less effective in women.
Yes, so it does appear to be a little bit less effective in women. Most of that seems to be related to adherence, as far as we can tell from the study.
So compliance of using the drug.
Yep, so the FemPrep study was a big study conducted in several high-risk countries in Africa, and that study was actually discontinued for basically not showing an effect halfway through the trial. But the adherence to medication in that study, actually most of the women were less than 50% adherent to their drugs. So that was a big problem. Now, in another study that called Partners PrEP, where these were serodiscordant couples, so again, where one had HIV and the other didn't, in this study, the HIV-infected partner was not on ART because at that time they were not eligible, so they were not taking HIV medication. So their uninfected partner was taking PrEP. That study showed about a 60% reduction among women. So it's still highly effective, but it looks like it's more effective in men.
But in general, I mean, if you were to take an overall statement, it really promises to be effective in preventing the transmission of the drug.
It does.
Disease.
When people are taking it.
When they're adhering to it, when
exactly.
They're complying with the drug use, it seems to be highly effective. So what do you, first of all, it doesn't cure AIDS.
That's
Truvada
correct.
Alone cannot cure AIDS, but
That's
it
true.
Can prevent the transmission.
Exactly.
So what do you think the takeaway here is? I mean, what's the hope? What will this do for HIV/AIDS globally, if it's available and useful?
Well, globally, I think, is more challenging, at least as it relates to this country, where I think we have an excellent chance of getting this drug out, increasing the message. So there was initially a slow uptake when PrEP was first FDA approved.
You keep referring to PrEP. Help us understand what
oh,
that means.
Oh, thank you. Yes. So PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. So that means
Terrific.
That you're taking something before being exposed to HIV to prevent yourself from getting it.
Great, thank you.
And that contrasts to PEP, which is post-exposure prophylaxis. So people who have accidentally gotten stuck by a needle with HIV, people who have had a high-risk sexual encounter and are doing this after the exposure, it actually seems to be somewhat, it's quite effective, but it's much more difficult to access because you don't always have access to the medications right away after something happened. So pre-exposure is really to prevent it before it happens. And so thank you for clarifying that, because that's really important. So I think that what we've seen recently is that more and more people, particularly in areas where there's high coverage of Pimplicity, and there's actually clinics that are offering this. There's like New York and New York City in particular, and Los Angeles.
Is it insurance covered or is it free? How does that work?
So it is covered by most insurances, including Medicaid, because it's FDA approved. And in addition to that, Gilead, which is the pharmaceutical company who produces Truvada, has a patient assistance program to help with the cost of the drugs.
So the basic concept here is if we can get it out in the United States in large enough numbers and get people to adhere to it, we could literally, theoretically, stop the spread of AIDS here. I mean, that's a very
that would be very ambitious. Statement. But that having been said, if we could do that along with getting the people who we know have HIV, so both increasing testing, so finding out who does have HIV, getting them on effective therapy, and then at the same time getting people on PrEP, yes, we could see a dramatic reduction in HIV in this country.
So yeah. you're new in this role of taking over our designated HIV/AIDS clinic. You tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you come from? And tell us about your background.
Yeah, so I'm actually a Syracuse native or a Central New York native, and I'm really happy to be back here. So I did my medical training in Rochester for medical school, and then in New York City at Mount Sinai for residency, and then infectious disease through Duke University, where there was a very strong research program in Tanzania. So I spent several years in Tanzania doing research with Duke. And was actually very closely affiliated with a lot of the researchers in the FemPrep study, which was one of the large studies looking at PrEP in Africa.
So when you say PrEP, though, it's not just referring to Truvada. It's any pre-prophylactic drug. Or is it only Truvada that you're talking about when you use the term PrEP?
Yeah, that's a great question as well. So tenofovir and emtricitabine are the two drugs that are in Truvada. And tenofovir and Truvada are really the drugs that have been looked at for PrEP.
Okay. So they're almost synonymous in a sense.
They are. And the studies have shown that if the studies that have looked at both tenofovir by itself or Truvada have shown that Truvada is more effective. So this combination pill is more effective than just tenofovir in preventing HIV. So at this point, it's the only combination drug or the only drug that's approved for pre-exposure prophylaxis.
So you've had a long history, in a sense, in doing this kind of research in the field.
Yes, and in different, very different kinds of environments, but yes.
And you've said, and it sounds like there's been quite a bit of success in these studies in determining the likelihood and the efficacy of drugs like Truvada.
Yeah, so there's been some kind of differences between the studies, but if you really look at the adherence piece, that is the key. And when you look at the studies where people are taking the medications, it is highly effective. So I think making sure that we are engaging people in care and getting them to take the medicines is going to be absolutely key.
I can't thank you enough for coming in and sharing this very important information with us. And we're so happy to have you back in Central New York and working in this very important post. So once again, thanks for coming in. My guest has been Dr. Elizabeth Reddy, Assistant Professor of Medicine specializing in infectious diseases and the director of the designated AIDS Center Clinic at Upstate Medical University. I'm Linda Cohen, and you're listening to Upstate's HealthLink on Air.